In California, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 is down more than 50% in the past 2 weeks, but nearly every county in California is colored purple on the state's color-coded map, indicating the highest level of risk. NPR's Netta Ulaby wondered why purple became a worse color, an even scarier color, than the more traditional red.
Turn on TV news in California, you'll hear purple tier, purple tier.
And the purple tier is what we were in before we...
As you see the map there, purple tier sports are allowed to play.
Sure. So I think we're going to be in purple for a bit.
What it would take to get San Diego from the purple into the less restrictive red tier...
That's the Fox, ABC, and PBS channels in San Diego. Red means the daily COVID caseload is substantial. Purple is worse. It means widespread. This makes sense to Georgia Lupi. She's an information designer. Her job is to take hard data and translate it into images that are easier for our brains to process, using tools like color. Traditionally, she says,
red is the color of alert, of danger, of stop signs, and purple is the next color in the spectrum from yellow to orange to red.
Purple carries some positive associations, like royalty. But the color, says Lupi, is also dark, livid.
Think about bruises and the color purple on skin when talking about a disease.
I asked the California Department of Public Health, why purple? They emailed saying the COVID color tiers are based on the same ones used for air quality.
The air quality color will be red tomorrow.
Californians know what those colors mean after so many wildfires.
Then Coco might get sick again.
That's a PSA from the Environmental Protection Agency, where scientist Susan Stone has worked for decades. She was there when the EPA came up with a color-coded air quality index during a conference in the late 90s with health and environmental advocates, state, local, and tribal officials.
It was funny. I was a health scientist, and I was just totally surprised that colors was the topic that really blew the whole discussion up. They were getting so heated that we were saying, we need to call a break because otherwise people are going to start shoving each other.
Back then, Stone says, the idea of using even red for air quality was somewhat theoretical.
It looked like at the time, looking back at the data, that if we were to put red at hazardous, it would never occur.
So red became unhealthy, not hazardous. And the color next on the spectrum, purple, was for alerts. Just think, Stone says, of how different things were only 20 years ago.
These were the days in the late 90s and early 2000s before the huge wildfires out west, so it was extremely rare to get into the hazardous range.
The EPA thought purple might never be used. Now, even purple is not bad enough. The very, very worst color is maroon, partly because black does not read well on maps and you can't see the borders. Still, purple clearly indicates a royal mess. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.